In the name of Jesus, Amen. I bring you greetings from Reverend Dr. Mike Semler, the President of the Lutheran Church of Australia, and Dr. Mike Hassolt, the Principal of the Australian Lutheran College, and all the staff and students of that place. Do you know how blessed you are as the holy people of God? Some years ago, on impulse, a Pentecostal pastor visited a Lutheran church in Melbourne. It was a communion service. He sat through that service with growing amazement. He heard the congregation singing the Holy, 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 and watched the people as they entered the sanctuary to receive the body and blood of our risen Lord Jesus. And he thought to himself, do these people realize how blessed they are? Like most people in modern Western societies, pagans in the ancient world wanted to be lucky. They wanted things to turn out well for them and their families, and so they tried to stay on the good side of their gods and to keep them happy. They regarded themselves as the slaves of their gods. They built houses for them to live in and made idols to access them. They provided food and drink, clothing and entertainment for their gods. And they flattered them by saying how great they were, and committed themselves to their gods by prostrating themselves before their idols. So they served them as their slaves to get good luck and to ward off bad luck. The word of God that we heard this morning from Leviticus chapter 26 is the climax of this demanding, difficult, and yet rich book. In this text, God tells the Israelites that they were not his slaves, but they were free people, free citizens of in his heavenly kingdom. He says to them, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt so that you would no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to walk with your heads held high. Isn't that a lovely phrase? Walking with your heads held high. You see, God didn't rescue his people to enslave them to himself once again, but to live as free people in his presence. And that, my brothers and sisters, changed everything, changed them and their relationship with them, with him. Above all, it changed the nature and purpose of their service of him at the tabernacle. By his decrees and his commands to them, and Leviticus is full of these liturgical decrees, these liturgical commands, he instituted the Sabbath and the sanctuary so that they could access him and receive his blessings. Things are back to front here. They don't bring things to their God, but God comes to deliver his gifts to them. He gave them these liturgical decrees to keep so that they could live with him as free people rather than slaves and receive the gifts that he had for them. Well, what were the blessings that he promised to give them when they worshipped him as he had established, as he had decreed in his word? Four things are mentioned in this word of God. He would send them rain so that they could have good harvests and have plenty of food to eat. Secondly, he would give them peace and security from their enemies. Thirdly, he would grow their families and make provision for them. Because it's pretty tough if you've got a big family and haven't enough food to put on the table. Lastly, best of all, he, their God, would reside with them in the tabernacle. He would make his dwelling among them. He would commit himself to them as their God. He would give them access to himself here on earth by living with them and walking with them on their journey through life. A down-to-earth God. They were indeed blessed. Yet, my dear fellow saints, you are even more blessed than they. You see, we have been adopted as God's sons through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus the Son, who joined us here on earth and joined us to himself here on earth so that we could stand with him, together with him at his side before his heavenly Father, already now here on earth. Do you realize that you have the same status as Jesus before God the Father? Since you are baptized, you stand in his shoes before God. You share in the sonship of Jesus. You stand with him. You share in the love of the Father. You share in the life of the risen Lord Jesus. You have his Father as your Father. You are heirs of God the Father together with Jesus. And that means that everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. You aren't just free people, but you are members of God's royal family. You reign together with Christ. Most wonderfully, you have access to heaven here on earth, in this place, and in every other place like this in the divine service. So, this means quite concretely that you may pray for everything that God promised his people in the Old Testament, and even more, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. As we come to the end of this Easter season and come to Pentecost, protection from Satan and all the powers of darkness, provision for your spiritual growth and the spiritual growth of the church. But best of all, most wonderfully of all, you have the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you, among you. That's what amazed that Pentecostal pastor about that service in Melbourne. For the first time, he realized that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were here on earth. That he didn't have to put up a ladder, a praise ladder, to to ascend into the heavenly sanctuary. You have the presence of the triune God with you in word and sacrament. He makes his home with you and in your very physical mortal bodies. And that means that you take him with you wherever you go today. You bring his blessings to every single person that you meet. You are indeed truly blessed as the holy children of God. St. Paul sums it up this way as he applies this text to the Christians in Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. We are the temple of the living God, he says, as God has said, I will live among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. We have a God who commits himself to us. So blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Amen.